Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing in the chapter on passing judgment on the outward actions of people while leaving the hidden actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith we'll see one of the hidden things of a person is his iman. This we leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not there to judge, or we are not in a position to determine what is a person's inward condition as far as iman is concerned. They also will have to go by what a person says, what is the outward, to determine whether a person has iman or doesn't have iman, as we'll see in the hadith today. An Abi Ma'bad al-Miqdad ibn Aswad radiyallahu anhu qal, qultu li Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ara'ayta in laqitu rajulan min al-kuffari faqtatalana fadaraba ihda yadayya bisayfi faqata'aha thumma laadha minni bishajaratin فقال أسلمت لله أقتله يا رسول الله بعد أن قالها فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقتله فقلت يا رسول الله فقطع إحدى يدي ثم قال ذلك بعدما قطعها فقال لا تقتله فإن قتلته فإنه بمنزلتك قبل أن تقتله وإنك بمنزلته قبل أن يقول كلمة التي قال متفق عليه. هذا أبو معبد Al-Miqdad ibn Aswad radiallahu anhu narrated, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went and he asked a question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What question he asked him? He said, tell me, if I meet a disbeliever and we engage in battle, and he then strikes one of my hands with a sword, severing it from my body. So I'm engaged in battle with a disbeliever. Outwardly he's a disbeliever. And now we engaged in jihad, in battle. And in that battle, he cuts off one of my hands with his sword. Picture this. Now imagine outwardly what is being portrayed here, that he is fighting, he is a disbeliever, he is fighting with me, he cuts off one of my hands with his sword, severing it from my body. He then seeks refuge behind a tree in order to save himself from me, and he says, I have submitted myself to Allah. So in other words, after doing this, after fighting with me, cutting off my hand, he then runs behind the tree and he says, that I accepted. In other words, I'm a Muslim. I have submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aslamtu lillah. I have submitted to Allah. In other words, outwardly now he's saying he's a Muslim. What should I do in a situation like that where I'm getting contradicting evidence? One evidence is he's fighting me as a disbeliever. He's fighting me as a Muslim. And then he cuts off my hands. And then he runs behind the tree. And now he's saying that he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do I do in a situation like this? This was the question asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Messenger of Allah, should I kill him after he has said this, after he has said Aslamtu lillah, I have submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not kill him. I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he severed my hand and he only said that after severing it from my body. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't kill him. If you kill him, he will be in your position before you killed him. If you kill him, he will be in your position. I'll explain this just now. He will be in your position before you killed him, and you will be in his position before he said those words. So you will be in his shoes, so to speak, and he will be in your shoes if you have to kill him after he took refuge and he says, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is meant by you will be in his position? In other words, before he said those words, it was permissible for you to kill him. Before he said Aslamtu lillah, it was permissible because he was the enemy, he was a disbeliever. It was permissible. So you will be in his position. In other words, now because you killed him after saying Aslamtu lillah, it's as though you killed a Muslim. And if you kill a Muslim, it becomes permissible for your blood to be taken in Islam, which is known as Qisas. Qisas is one person murders another person. So the relatives of that family, they can claim that this person must be killed in lieu of that person that was, the other Muslim was killed. So in other words, Allah Ta'ala has given him so much of rights now after saying Aslamtu lillah, that if you kill him, you actually be in his position. In other words, it will be now permissible for your life to be taken in retaliation for a Muslim's life that you had taken. And he will be in your shoes. In other words, he will have become a shaheed. Before this, if you had to be killed, you would have become a shaheed. So now he would have been in your shoes, you would have become a shaheed. So look how serious it is. Person just saying outwardly, Aslamtu lillah, because this has something to do with the inside. It has to do with iman, which is inside the heart. So therefore we have to go by what is on the external. We can't go by what is internal. Internally it seemed definitely this person is not a Muslim. He's just saying that to take refuge. It was a petal cut off my hand, and now outwardly it seems he's just doing that to take refuge, to save himself from me fighting and killing him. But yet Islam will tell us, no, this is something to do with the inside. When it's something to do with the inside, it's left between that person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to go by what we see on the outside. On the outside now, he said, Aslamtu lillah, that I believe in Allah. That is enough for us to take precaution and give him the benefit of the doubt. And person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, don't kill him. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiqs. Here as we see these ahadiths and explanations, we'll realize how beautiful Islam is. When it comes to internal matters, we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. External matters, where we have to make a judgment call, not all the time, where a judgment call has to be made, then we base it on external matters. As I explained, sometimes a person may have to be a witness. He has to be a witness in a matter. So externally he looks like, appears to be an honest person, a just person, etc. Then that person's testimony will be accepted. Not that we can't say, don't judge. Otherwise, how will you get witnesses also in court? Person comes and say that I seen the moon for Eid, or a group of people comes and they say I see the moon for Eid, but yet they are all such people who their word can't be taken because they are not honest people. They are known to be in the community dishonest, cheaters or thieves, etc. So therefore the judgment call will be made on the external. But as far as the people's iman is concerned, between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there we are not allowed to make judgment. We are not allowed to make judgment. So therefore, Islam has a certain position, certain time, where a judgment call will have to be made. I give other examples of a person's daughter. Somebody is proposing. Now he'll have to look at the external. Person is looking for a ustad for his child. Now he won't go and put him by any person. He take the cue from the external. Say, no, this person I think is a good, will be a good ustad for my child. Or like that, a person wants to appoint a staff member, he needs a manager in his shop, he'll go by the external. He doesn't know what's in the person's heart, but he'll have to go by the external. Similarly, a person wants to, or a committee wants to appoint an imam for a masjid, they'll have to go by the external. Internal is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are so many different occasions where the external have to go by. A person is looking for a sheikh, he wants somebody for spiritual guidance, somebody for dini, ilmi guidance. Now he needs to look for a person, he'll have to go by the external. So there are certain situations where we are required to look at the external and take a decision, and there are certain situations where the internal is considered, and that internal lies wa hisabuhu ala Allah, is between that person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There we are, don't have any X-ray machines and we can't look into the heart of the person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and getting the correct understanding. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.